Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Adrian Puren, the acting executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, dealing with COVID-19 statistics.
Good afternoon. This is your COVID-19 report for the 15th of December. All data reported are from the previous 24 hours. My name is Adrian Puren. I'm from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. South Africa has accumulated 3,204,642 cases as identified by PCR. The new cases are 23,857. 8,685 of these cases are from Gauteng, with a positivity rate of 33%. KwaZulu-Natal had 5,205 cases, which is a positivity rate of 39%. Western Cape, 3,108, positivity rate of 33.5%. Eastern Cape, 1,744 cases, positivity rate of 30%. Northwest, 1,453, positivity rate of 43%. And Free State, 1,409 cases, a positivity rate of 35%. Please note that there are variations of testing in the different provinces, so this is not necessarily a true reflection of what is currently occurring in the provinces. In terms of hospital admissions, there are 6,895 cases currently in hospital, and this is a 11.2% increase compared to the previous 24 hours. Over the past 7 days, there have thus been an increase in 61.5% in new cases, a 71% increase in hospitalizations, and a 6.9% increase in deaths. Nevertheless, the overall picture seems to indicate that despite the large numbers of cases that we are currently observing, there's a decoupling of cases versus admissions. And there may be a hint that, in fact, the peak has been reached for Gauteng, but this remains to be confirmed. 102,398 doses of vaccine were administered. This brings the total number of doses administered at 27,304,475 doses. Nevertheless, 38% of South African adults are now fully vaccinated. In terms of the age bands, 55% of the 50 to 59 year olds are fully vaccinated, and greater than 60 year olds, 58% are now fully vaccinated. This may partly account for the current decoupling that we are observing. In other words, the vaccine is having an effect despite Omicron having the large numbers of mutations which are thought to affect vaccine efficacy. We thus recommend that everyone should wear a mask at all times and wear it properly. Physical distancing is essential, avoiding crowds at all times, and be in ventilated spaces. Therefore, be outside rather than inside. Thank you.